come out here and actually try to run a play and see if you get the first down. But that's, I don't know about you, Derek, but I don't agree with burning the timeout in that situation.
I don't like using it right there, especially when you've got a leg like Solberg that can boot it probably the same distance as if you did use the timeout. So pretty much a wasted timeout in a 28-27 game.
Marshfield keeps their defense out there. It's fourth down and two from their own 41 for North. North leads 28-27, 2:55 to go in the third quarter, and Solberg does go out there to punt. Now, of course, the fake is in play. Carlson drops back to into punt coverage for Marshfield. Solberg takes the snap at the 30. Hits a line drive kick that Carlson will take at the 17. On the hash marks the 30-yard line and is wrapped up at the ankles and lunges ahead to his own 33, and that's where Marshfield will take over. But again, that's a if North, yeah, who knows how this game will play out, but if you get to the end of the game and North wishes they had one more timeout, that was a burnt timeout there. We talked about it in the first half. You're not as conservative in the first half with timeouts, but when you get to the second half, you want to keep as many in your back pocket for the last 5 minutes as possible. First and 10 for Marshfield at their own 33, and the revolving door of quarterbacks continue. Trevin Freese comes in. The junior will fake the give, rolls out, far side, throws far sideline to Ben Jordan. He can't make the lunging grab at the first down marker. Incomplete. Second and 10 at their own 33.
That was almost a really nice play from Jordan, lunging out right up against the sideline. That ball went in and out of his hands. Could not corral it.
Oh, you having fun tonight, Derek?
Oh, yeah, I'm enjoying this.
You look like you're getting sleepy.
I might look like it, but I'm definitely not.
You've seen a lot of bad games this fall. This is a good one.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of bad games. A lot of Memorial, if you get what I mean.
Second down and 10. At their own 33, again, Freeze the pass, throws deep over the middle, near midfield logo. He overthrew the intended target, but they're going to get a pass interference.
What are you doing?
He was going for Vetter McTaggart, and McTaggart was pulled down at the shoulder by Brady Andrew. The officials will talk. That was a catchable ball. That'd be the only reason you'd wave that off. And I don't think you're going to call a push-off on McTaggart. Officials still talking, though. The more they're talking, they may consider. We'll see here, but right now it looks like it'll be a pass interference on North. And one of the officials goes to explain things to the North coaching staff. 2:35 left, third quarter, 28-27 North leads. They do call the pass interference on North, and that'll be a free first down for Marshfield. Derek, your thoughts on the call, and while the North spectators aren't happy with that one looked pretty clear.
Yeah, that one was a bright-as-day call, and the North spectators, obviously being biased towards their team, don't want the flag called, but it's clear-as-day pass interference call, and that will be a free first down Marshfield.
15-yard penalty pushes the ball to their own 47. Inside handoff, Hayden Carlson, lots of room off the left side, to the 40, to the 30. He hits the far sideline to the 20, 15. It's a foot race, 10-5, touchdown. Touchdown, Hayden Carlson. A 52-yard touchdown run for Carlson. His fourth touchdown run of the game, his longest of those touchdown runs. And Marshfield back in front, 33-28.
Well, this game continues just to be back and forth over and over again. And now Marshfield will look to go for the 2-point.
Well, they were going to go for two, and now they're going to bring the extra point unit on, it looks like. And They're going to want to hurry here because they don't want to have to burn a timeout in this situation. 2:27 remains in the third quarter. And Agna on for the extra point. Right now it's a 5-point lead.
Pass interference again. That's weird.
Somebody having fun with their motorcycle. Vroom, vroom. All right, Agna for the extra point. They're all set. And you know what? They ran out of time. So the that'll push them back an extra 5 yards, which shouldn't be that difficult. It's a straight-on kick. What I like there is Dennis Gadel, the head coach, didn't panic and burn a timeout in that situation.
Yeah, he was willing to take the delay of game penalty because he knows his kicker can definitely make, can likely make from 25 with a straight-on kick.
So Agna on for the straight-on 25-yarder now for the extra point. And this time the operation clean. Kick is high enough and it is good. And Marshfield in this game of leapfrog. Well, they're now out in front as Marshfield has reclaimed the lead 34-28. 2:27 to go in the third quarter. North will try to answer right after this from Eau Claire Hometown Media in 93.5 The Tap.
The best place to go for the best local content is echometownradio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. echometownradio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's echometownradio.com. And look for them on Spotify.
Hayden Carlson's fourth rushing touchdown of the game for Marshfield. He came in tonight with 9, now has 13 for Marshfield. Marshfield back in front 34-28 with 2:27 to go in the third quarter. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano here as well. They called a personal foul on Marshfield at the end of the kick. So that'll back them up 15 yards on this kickoff. And Derek, an opportunity for North to get some enviable field position depending on the return by either Thiessen or Solberg here.
Yeah, if North can get a good return here, all of a sudden they get 45-50 yard line. You're staring at a 50-55 yard drive to the end zone. That's doable, and that can eat a lot of time off the clock, which really isn't much of a factor now, but you really want to be the team with the ball at the end.
So Adna with the ball placed down to our left at his own 25, a straight on kick, boot meets ball. Thiessen will take it his 22 yard line. Between the hash marks, the 30. Bounces outside of the near side hash marks beyond the 35 and wrestled at the 37 yard line. The most points that North has scored this year was 32 in their season opening loss at Menominee. Well, they've already got 28 tonight. Marshfield, meanwhile, the most points they scored in a game was 40 last week in a win against Wausau West. They've got 34 tonight, so a high scoring game on both sides. First and 10 for North at their 37. 2:19 to go, third quarter. Shipman in the shotgun, Bean off to his left, two wideouts far side. It's been a game of highlight reel plays. Shipman keeps it himself through the middle. Sachet's a defender at the 40-yard line, scratching away to the 43, maybe 44. Gain of 7 on the play. It'll be second down and 3. Second down and 3. For North at their own 44. Shipman again in the shotgun. Three wilds, two split to the short side, near side, sends Thiessen in motion. Fakes to give to Thiessen up the middle. Shipman has the first down, past the 50 and tackled from behind after the first down run by Wes Nowitzki, but a first down for North in the plus territory at the Marshfield 48.
And we've really seen the dual threat of Zach Shipman and Levante Bean in action today. Levante Bean, if he gets the ball, can very easily sneak away out wide, or Zach Shipman up the middle.
Slight pause here as one of the Marshfield Tigers, something with his left pant leg. The officials will allow him to stay in the game. Wasn't really an equipment issue. It was something just with his pant leg being rolled up. So he'll stay in the game. First and 10 at the 48-yard line, the plus 48. One wild split each way. Shotgun for Shipman. Bean recessed to his right side. Turns, hands at the Bean. Jitterbugs in the backfield. Runs into the last scrimmage. Stays on his feet. Tried to kick it to the outside, but he is pancaked onto the synthetic surface by Mason Anderson of Marshfield, a loss of a yard. And we'll get to the final minute of the third quarter.
There's nowhere for Bean to go, ran straight into the defensive line of Marshfield. Realized he was trapped, tried to bounce away from him, and just couldn't get past the second wave.
Second down and 11 at the plus 49-yard line. Shipman, shotgun, Bean off to his left. Wide out split each way. Ball right between the hash marks on top of that Husky logo. Shipman again keeps it himself through the middle. Guides the tacklers with his right hand. Tries to feel for some space. And is able to worm his way inside the 45 to the 43-yard line. And sets up a third down and 5. That'll likely be the last play of the third quarter, and it will be. The final 10 seconds will bleed away. So this game will go to the fourth quarter, and we got ourselves a ding-dang dandy ahead of us. Marshfield leads 34-28, but it'll be North ball near midfield when we begin the fourth quarter next. You're listening to Eau Claire Area High School Football from 93.5 The Tap and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
I think we can officially call it, Derek. It's one of those games.
Yes, it is absolutely one of those games.
We go to the fourth quarter. Marshfield leads North 34-28 here at Husky Stadium on the campus of Eau Claire North. North facing a third down and 5 at the Marshfield 43-yard line as North will move left to right in this fourth quarter. North, if they win, they'll play next week with a potential playoff spot on the line. If they lose tonight, any dreams of the playoffs are over with. Same for Marshfield, by the way. Shipman in the shotgun. Three wideouts, two near side. Shipman takes the belly button high snap. Good protection in front. Throws deep near the goal line. Looking for Solberg out of his reach. Oh, Solberg had gotten beyond the back line of the DBs, and Shipman just missed him for what would have been a 43-yard touchdown. Now it's 4th and 5, and North looks like they will go for it. You're in a tough spot here. Your defense has not shown a consistent ability to stop Marshfield. This is far from an easy get, though. 4th down and 5. At the plus 43-yard line. Huge moment early in the fourth quarter. Shipman in the shotgun. Three wideouts far side. Calls the ball. Good protection. Throws a Solberg out of the backfield. He's going to get the first down as he makes the catch near side. Lunges ahead and has the first down at the 37-yard line of Marshfield. Needed 5. They got 6.
Yeah, that was perfectly executed screen pass. Solberg able to make a man miss and get past the 40, get to the 38-yard line, and now North, fresh set of downs to go the last 38 yards.
Was that North's first fourth down attempt?
Yeah, that was their first fourth down attempt.
First and 10 for North at the plus 37-yard line. Shipman again, the pat. No, he'll run it himself up the middle between the hash marks inside the 30. He's got the first down as he's walled off at the 27-yard line of Marshfield. Gained 10-plus, first down for North. 11-15 and bleeding in the fourth quarter. Marshfield leads 34-28. Again, the most points North scored in a game was their season-opening loss at Menominee when they scored 32. Right now they've got 28 points in this one. First and 10 from the 27. Shipman with two guys in the backfield with him, Solberg and Bean. Now they're changing the play at the line. Thiessen's going to move from the near side to the far side in the slot position at wide receiver. Shipman again set. Snap. Hand off Bean. Through the middle. Makes one wave miss. And bowling balls his way to the 22-yard line of Marshfield. Gains 5. Second and 5. Second down and 5 from the 22. Again, North changing the play at the line. Everybody looks back to the near sideline. There are a variety of coaches are calling plays. One of them's got the dummy signs. One of them's got the real ones. Screen pass to the far side, incomplete. Tried to set up a screen pass, but Shipman duffed the throw to Thiessen, one of the rare mistakes by Shipman. And it's third and 5 for North as the wind picking up. Can't find a flag, by the way, to really tell where. There's the flag. Flag is blowing directly across the field from the far side to the near side into the booth, so that's left to right for the Huskies as they look downfield. Could impact deep throws, but nothing like that short throw there. Third and 5 at the 22. Shipman again, the snap, keeps it himself. Inside the 20, gets popped, churning the legs, but he won't go much further. He's slowed down at the 19-yard line, maybe just the 20, and it's going to be 4th and 3 and another big 4th down conversion attempt for the Huskies.
Yeah. With this team being in constant third down situations, that was now the 11th try on third down so far in today's game, only converting on 5 of them. It causes another one of these situations where you have to go for it on the 19-yard line, 2 yards away from what you need.
Fourth down and 2 for North inside the 20-yard line of Marshfield. Shipman, the snap. Rolling far side, turns the edge. He's got the first down and is dragged out of bounds at the 15-yard line. First and 10 for North again. As we come up on the final 9 minutes of regulation, 34-28 Marshfield leads. North won that tight one against Memorial about a month ago. You wonder if any scar tissue from that win carries over to trying to close this one out as well. First and 10 from the 15. Shipman sends a man in motion, Thiessen. He'll give it to Thiessen on the jet sweep, turns the edge inside the 15, but a great tackle. Open field tackle by Anderson and limits him to a short gain of 3. That was a great tackle by Anderson.
Yeah, I don't think you could have asked for a more textbook tackle from him. Just able to wrap him up and bring down Thiessen.
Second down and 7 for North at the 12-yard line of Marshfield. Wind starting to really howl, by the way, as Shipman gives it to Bean. No, keeps it himself, runs near side, but is tackled after just a short gain. You know who didn't bite that? I bought it. But John Sternweiss did not bite it. And it'll be another third and manageable, but another third down situation. Third down and a long four from inside the 10. 8 minutes to play in regulation. North down by six. Shipman, shotgun, Bean to his left. Again, they're going to switch the play up as everybody looks to the near sideline. They get what they want. Now everybody resets. Three wideouts, two far side, one near side. Solberg, single covers near side. Snap to Shipman, tries to keep himself through the left side of the line. Has another short gain. He's shy of the first down, and it'll be fourth down and two at the 7 yard line. And does North have a third consecutive fourth down conversion in them on this drive? They'll get a moment to think about it, though, as there's a Marshfield Tiger who is down, and they will have to attend to him. But we'll keep it here. 7:32 to go, fourth quarter. Marshfield leads 34-28, but North will have a huge fourth down and two coming up. And you start looking at the clock, Derek, and in reality, you don't pick this up. Marshfield, if they put together a long drive, it's going to damage you. If Marshfield comes down and scores, that might be the ball game.
Yeah, you've got 7.5 minutes left, which may seem like a lot of time, but here in high school football, that time will go in an instant. So if North doesn't pick up this fourth and two, Marshfield can go down. If they eat off 4 or 5 minutes off the clock, it'll be very difficult for North to score and take the lead. If Marshfield goes down, gets 6 points on the board, they'll put this game really to bed.
Andrew Marshfield Tiger walks off. That was Lucas Hahn. Fourth down and two from North at the 7 yard line of Marshfield. 7:32 left. Marshfield leads 34-28. Shotgun for Shipman, Bean to his right. Again, Shipman and the team look to the near side after they barked a couple of signals. Wide out split each way, but expect this to be some type of a running play. Shipman, the snap, keeps it himself up the middle. He runs into a brick wall, tries to keep the line moving. It's going to depend on the spot, but I don't think he's got it. He doesn't. He needed 2 yards. He only got one. North, on that drive, got two fourth down conversions, but they could not get a third one. The drive stalls out at the 6 yard line of Marshfield, and Marshfield up by six has the ball at their own 6 yard line with 7:09 to play.
Yeah, it's really one that's gonna hurt the Huskies. A long drive, only a stall out 6 yards away from the end zone. And now Marshfield has an opportunity to take a lot of time off the clock.
Under center is Fomal. Power backfield behind him. Turns. Handoff here will go for about 4, maybe 5 yards in a ball of bodies. It'll be second down and five. Hayden Carlson, a monstrous game on the ground, and gets a hard-earned 5 yards there. North, at the very minimum, cannot allow Marshfield to score here. Second down and five from their own 11 for Marshfield. Again, FOMO under center. Carlson dotting the I formation. Flags fly, though, before the snap. And they're going to call an offsides here on North. And that'll likely be a free first down for Marshfield. So another penalty on the Huskies. So a offsides, and that'll be enough for a first down.
Another situation that just penalizes the North Huskies. It always seems to be at the worst times too, that they just end up taking penalties.
First and 10 from their own 16 for Marshfield. Fomal again under center. Hand off Carlson. bounces to the far side, past the 20, to the 25, to the 30-yard line. He bowls over a defender, stays on his feet, out to the 34. And Marshfield on three plays, now nearing midfield at their own 34. Will come up on the final 6 minutes of regulation. And again, Marshfield leading 34-28 in a back and forth game, but right now Marshfield has the edge, the clock on their side, and North has not shown an ability to regularly stop them on defense. Marshfield's a team that as of now got that biggest stop of the game. Fomal in the shotgun. Well, on the snap again, flags. And again an offsides on North. So another offside's called on North. Whoever the assistant coach is down below yelled out a profanity in frustration. I think the frustration getting to that whole sideline. First and five, again to Carlson through the middle, and he's going to gain 4 yards right through the middle, and it'll be second down and a yard.
There have been two stories over these last little bits. The flags from North, a lot of avoidable flags that have been happening, and then just the inability to stop Hayden Carlson throughout really this entire game. He's got 4 rushing touchdowns and has been pretty much unstoppable on the ground.
Time now starts to become a factor. 5 minutes to play. Marshfield leads 34-28. They have the ball as well. Second and one at their own 43. Carry up the middle by Harlan Meisner, and Meisner through the right side has the first down and more to the 50-yard line. Gain 7, and it's first and 10 for Marshfield. So this drive began at their own 6-yard line after the fourth down stand, and they've moved the ball to the 50-yard line.
As Marshfield continues to move down the field, time continues to tick away. This is looking very much in the Tigers' favor.
North, boy, could they use a turnover in the worst way. Fomo under center. Again, hand off. Carlson waits in the backfield. Ball comes free. Who's got it? North says they've got it. North says they've got it. Do the officials agree? Yes, they do. There is your turnover. North will have the ball at midfield.
And talk about a gift right there from the Marshfield Tigers. It's almost like they were listening. 4 minutes now, the Marshfield Tigers cough up the football at midfield, and the North Huskies have got a little bit of life.
So North will have the ball down by 6 with 4:16 to play. The first turnover of the game. And it's Hayden Carlson who's had a monstrous game for Marshfield with the unfortunate turnover as the ball got scraped away from him in the line. First and 10 right at the 50 for North. Shipman shotgun. Shipman fakes the give to Bean, runs up the middle in just a short gain. They've been trying this a lot more on these last couple of possessions. And Marshfield's done a better job of coagulating between the tackles and not allowing Shipman to get loose. But remember, every play, while you hope that busts loose for a touchdown every single play, if you're calling the game properly, you're trying to set up for 2 or 3 plays ahead. Second down and 7 for North at the 47 of Marshfield. This is their shot. 3:40 and counting in the game. Sends Thiessen in motion. Hand off Thies on the jet sweep, goes to the sideline, but just a short gain. So they tried the jet sweep to the short side of the field, which is a questionable play design when you think about it. And now it's third down and 5. And this is what has happened to North all of a sudden. All of a sudden, they're not getting any type of chunk play. A lot of it's 3 yards, and the math doesn't work out. Third down and 5. At the Marshfield 45-yard line, 3:31 to go. Clock stopped as Thiessen got pushed out of bounds. 6-point lead for Marshfield. Shipman, shotgun, three wideouts, two near side. Shipman rolling near side, he's got good blockers. Now he's being chased, throws near sideline, incomplete. Fans want a pass interference, they're not gonna get it. And it'll be fourth down and five for North. 3:26 left. If they don't pick this one up, Marshfield would be in a position to, with a first down or so, run the clock out. They got the turnover they were looking for, but they've only moved 5 yards. Fourth down and five for North at the Marshfield 45-yard line. 3:26 to go. This might be the ball game right here. Shipman shotgun. Three wideouts, two near side. Shipman the pass. They need it. Throws deep. Near side looking for Thiessen. Thiessen makes a diving catch at the 15. First down for North. Thiessen gets up, bows to the student body. That's right there. First down for North. They mark him down at the 17.
And you talk about needing a big chunk play, just trying to stay alive on fourth down. And now North inside of the 20-yard line.
3:10 to go, North down by six. First and 10 at the Marshfield 17. Shipman, handoff Bean inside the 15, but runs into the student body of Marshfield. Ball came free, but it was after the play had been blown dead. It'll be second down and eight. Meanwhile, one of the Marshfield Tiger players took his helmet off. That's an automatic penalty. Unless it's because of injury to take off your helmet, that's a bad job by the officials there, because he took his helmet off, Derek, even briefly. And that was because, not because of injury, but because he was frustrated over the fact they said the play was dead and there wasn't a fumble. All right, second down and eight at the 15-yard line. 2:50 left in the fourth quarter. North down by six. They do have two timeouts to work with to really draw up a play if they need to. Shipman in the shotgun. Knee-high snap, runs near side, kicks the outside of the 10, to the 5, angles of the pylon, dives, he's in! Touchdown, Huskies! We're tied at 34 all! 2:37 to play, and Solberg will come out for the extra point to give North the lead. So Solberg will come on, and if he boots this one through, North will have the lead with 2:37 to go. Shipman's second touchdown run of the second half. So Solberg on for the extra point. If he boots it through, North will have the lead. The snap is good. Ball's down, kick is up, and the kick is good! North leads 35-34. North has the lead, 2:37 left. Can they hold on? We'll find out right after this from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
Paul, you having fun with this one? Are you having fun North forces the turnover at midfield, converts on a fourth down on a long pass. Shipman the Thiessen, and then Shipman from 15 yards out runs it in. North leads 35-34 over Marshfield with 2:37 to go. If North holds on, they are a live out when it comes to playoff possibilities for next week. Solberg to kick it away as Marshfield will get one last shot here. Ball's kicked off. It'll push Carlson back into the end zone, and that'll be a touchback. So Marshfield will take over at the 20-yard line, and we'll see if the North defense can hold. Meanwhile, Marshfield, if they could get to the North 25-yard line, they'd be in position to, at the very least, try what would be a game-winning field goal.
They're going to have to get down there in the next 2.5 minutes, 80 yards from the end zone.
Marshfield has all three timeouts, and the clock stops momentarily on first downs. Fomo, the freshman, under center. He will fake the give, rolls out far side. Short pass, catch made, flag is thrown. First down run along the sideline, and out of bounds at the 35-yard line for Josh Taylor, but let's see what the flag is. Thrown by the line judge. All these calls are big at this moment. Does Marshfield get some free yards on this? Or do they get pushed back? Line judge talking to the white cap, explaining what the call is. Flag was thrown as Taylor was running upfield. Here's the call.
During the play, we have pass interference on Eau Claire. The penalty will be fine.
They called a pass interference on Eau Claire, so another penalty on the Huskies, though not accepted. They decline it, and it's first down for Marshfield. And they got to decide where the ball is going to be. Now there's more discussion here. Right now, the ball's at the 33-yard line of Marshfield. Dennis Gadel is talking, maybe I don't want to decline the penalty. Yeah, I think he would want to accept it. It'd be a 15-yarder instead. They gain 12. May as well get the full penalty yardage on that, and that's the case. They'll give him the extra 2 yards and accept the penalty. How many penalties is that for North now, Derek?
That is the 9th penalty on North.
New York Jets-esque. First and 10 for Marshfield at their own 35. Time not really a factor when you think about it for Marshfield. They've got all the timeouts and 2.5 to go. 1 point lead for North. Fomal in the shotgun. Turns, hands off to Carlson. Lots of room right side. Past the 40 to the 45-yard line and taken down after a gain of 10. And another first down for Marshfield. And the clock will pause momentarily. So Marshfield, on a couple of plays like that, has gained 25 yards.
That's what Marshfield's capable of. They're able to move down the field very quickly on big chunk plays. And with the clock ticking now, we still have the three timeouts, but you still want to get downfield as soon as possible.
Fumble the pass. Lots of time. Now rolls near side. He's got to keep it himself. He's got plus yardage into enemy territory and runs out of bounds at the 48-yard line. He gains 7 yards, and it'll be second down and 3, and the clock stops again with 1:53 to go. Now, as I said, if they get the ball to, say, the 25-yard line of North, they're in a position to at least think about a field goal with both their kickers having shown some range during warm-ups. Second down and 3 from the North 47 for Marshfield. Fumble under center, eye formation behind him. He'll try to pass. No, delayed handoff to Carlson. Bounces to the near side, but a great tackle after a short gain. They're going to give him the first down. But still a great tackle there by Jacob Jurowicz, because if he doesn't take him down on that delayed handoff, there was a lot of turf in front of him.
Oh, yeah, Jurowicz was really the only one that could have stopped him there. He had broken three free. He could have been gone to the end zone for an easy 6 points.
Marshfield does not use a timeout. Clock continues to tick. Tick, 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 tick. 90 seconds left to go. First and 10 from the 45. Fumble the pass, rolls out far side, throws far sideline, diving catch by Jordan near the 30-yard line. They'll mark him down at the 31-yard line, but a pass play of 14 yards, another first down for Marshfield. Clock stops momentarily. They don't have to really hurry. They've got timeouts, but they don't want to use them. Clock restarts, 108, 107, 106. Ball at the north 31-yard line. Fomo under center. I formation behind him, two wideouts. Hand off Carlson through the middle into the 25 and slides down at the 22-yard line, just shy of the first down. A gain of 9 and a timeout taken by Marshfield here. It'll be second down and a yard to go for Marshfield at the north 22-yard line, 49 seconds left to go. And Derek Marshfield right now is at the very least in field goal position. They've got a shot for more, and boy, they've played this perfectly with the timing. North, only two timeouts left. I can't foresee them getting a chance to get the ball back.
Yeah, this is not a situation the North Huskies wanted to find themselves in. With just 49 seconds left, you've got Marshfield in a spot where they can kick the ball and put it through to win it. And even more, they could potentially get into the end zone and really just put probably a dagger in this one.
Second down and 2 for Marshfield at the 23-yard line of North. Shotgun for Fomo with 49 seconds left. Fakes the give, keeps himself off the near side. He's got the first down to the 15-yard line and runs out of bounds. Fomo not only gains the first down, but he runs out of bounds. 43 seconds left to go. Derek, yes. Fighting sleepiness, I think.
No, I'm not sleepy. I'm not sleepy. This is an entertaining game. The last thing I'd be right now is sleepy.
All right. Well, Marshfield with 43 seconds left has the ball at the north 15-yard line. It's a one-point lead for the Huskies. The winner of this game keeps playoff hopes alive. The team that loses, nay-nay to that. Fomo, pistol with Carlson behind him. Handoff, Carlson trying to go through the right side, wrapped up after a gain of just a couple that time to the 13-yard line. 35, 34, clock continues to run, and Marshfield will use their second timeout. He gained 2 on the play. Nah, more than 2, as I got a bad angle on that. Let's see here. The ball was started there. Maybe more like a 3-yard gain. They got a mark down. What would you say? That's the 12 off to our left. So second down and 7 for Marshfield coming up. This is the game right now. If Marshfield were to, say, score a touchdown on this play or maybe the next one, North might have some time left. But pretty much if North's going to win this game and keep their playoff hopes alive, it's going to rely on the defense and maybe the luck of a missed kick. Meanwhile, Marshfield already in field goal range, a position, though, that they'd much rather get the touchdown than the field goal because it's a lot more reliable.
Absolutely. You'd much rather trust your team getting into the end zone with about 20 seconds left than have to rely on a kick to win it at the buzzer.
Second down and 7 from the north 12-yard line. Fomo under center, I formation behind him. Watch Ben Jordan, the wideout near side. Fomo looking to pass, looks far side, throws, catch made at the 8-yard line, dragged down, shy of the first down. Clock continuing to run, 25, 24. It's third down and 2 at the 7-yard line. Marshfield up to the ball, 15, 14. Marshfield confused, now they're under center. Fomo will spike the ball with 9 seconds left. Marshfield still had one timeout left, but they elect to spike it, and it looks like they're going to bring the field goal unit on. So they will bring on the field goal unit, and it's going to be Aaron Agna, who is 2 for 2 this year. This will be a 25-yarder from the far hash marks. He'll have to hook it a little bit. This perhaps to win the game, and North will use a timeout. 9 seconds left. North leads 35-34, and Aaron Agna setting up for a 25-yard field goal that would give Marshfield a late lead and likely the win. Oh, again, Derek. It's
definitely one of those games.
Oh, and this is most definitely. It's nearing 10 o'clock in the evening, but boy, does it feel like we've been here for a while. There are nights in which it drags, and then there's nights like this where you're surprised we've been here for 3 hours. Aaron Agna will try to kick to give Marshfield the lead. Remember, North blocked an extra point attempt of his in the third quarter that right now is the 1 point difference. 25 yards out, he's got to hook it a bit as the ball's on the far hash. Agna said he's a straight on kicker, by the way. Everybody pauses and the officials now pause for a moment. Not sure what the officials were blowing the play dead for. Everybody was set. They're going to call a penalty on North. What's the penalty on North? It's an illegal substitution on North. So that's a free first down for Marshfield. Inside the 5 now. They could, if they wanted to, maybe run one more play because they have a timeout and then rely on the field goal. Let's see what Dennis Gato elects to do. Or is he going to keep Agna out there? He will. So now it becomes a 21-yard kick, basically an extra point, but it's from the far hash marks. He's going to have to angle it in still. Everybody makes noise on the north side for the game. Ball's down, kicks up, the kick is up, and the kick is good. Marshfield takes a 37-35 lead with 5 seconds remaining. There was no doubt about it off his foot. He kicked the ball and immediately turned around and posed. Imagine the stress on that young man. Makes the kick. And Marshfield, with 5 seconds left, looks like they are going to be the ones that win an absolute classic on this Friday night. And North, 5 seconds away from a gut punch way to see playoff hopes die. Again, a win tonight by North and a win next week with a little bit of help, and a generational drought of playoffs would have been over. Now, how many penalties again tonight, Derek, for North?
10.
And again, you can bark at the insurance salesman that serves as the official all you want, but 10 penalties tonight, not all of it's on the officials. There was a lot of, Derek, you said it perfectly, a lot of avoidable penalties, the illegal substitution. They're on the kick, highly avoidable. The offsides penalties defensively, a problem. So there'll be one kickoff here, and that will likely do it. So does North get a little pitchy-pitchy woo-woo, as they say on ESPN, to try to make something happen? Agna will be the one to kick it away. We'll see if he just squibs it here to make it up man field it. 5 seconds left. Marshfield leads 37-35. Agna will meet boot to ball. It is a deep kick. Solberg up the take at his 15-yard line. Last play of the game to the 25. He tried to pitch it back. He pitched it into the hands, though, of a Marshfield Tiger who will walk it in for a touchdown. That's Mason Anderson. Anderson on the fumble will score. That's the game. Marshfield wins 43-35. So on the last play, they just tried to get the pitch going. It went right into the hands of Mason Anderson, who scores. And Marshfield wins by the final score of 43-35. My goodness. Derek, what a ball game.
Yeah, you cannot argue that this one was an absolute classic.
All right. Marshfield wins 43-35. We've got a lot to recap in this one. Post-game show coverage coming up next as we've got highlights and a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. This is Eau Claire Area High School Football from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect, beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The game is in the books. Now it's time for the post-game show on 93.5 The Tap and Eau Claire Hometown Media. Let's go back to the field and to Scott Montesano.
The Marshfield Tigers on the 21-yard field goal by Aaron Agna in the waning seconds of this game win this ball game tonight over the North Huskies. They also recovered a fumble on an errant lateral attempt on the ensuing kickoff by North and ran it in to make the final score 43-35, but a wild game where each team had a lead in the final 3 minutes, but it's Marshfield, Derek, that comes out on top.
Yeah, this was one Marshfield able to sneak away right at the very end and win this one.
And again, Marshfield with this win will have a shot to make the playoffs with a win next week. Meanwhile, for North, the playoff drought, unfortunately, will continue no matter what they do next week against Wisconsin Rapids. Derek, back and forth game. I mean, a while back and forth game. Neither team had more than a one-score lead in this one. Take us through it.
Well, it all started back in the first quarter. 4 minutes, 20 seconds left in the first quarter. Zach Shipman rushed it in from 6 yards out, and that sounded like this.
At the 6-yard line, ball on the far hash. At the 6-yard line, first and goal to go. 3 miles to the short side of the field. That's the far side, his right. He'll run to the near side, though, with more room. Got some blockers, angling for the pylon. He's in, touchdown. Touchdown for North. Zach Shipman from 6 yards out.
The extra point would be successful from Aaron Solberg, making it 7-0 North Huskies. Then with just 1 second left on the clock, it would be Marshfield who got on the board. Hayden Carlson got his own 6-yard run, though they would fail on a 2-point conversion attempt, making the score 7-6. Entering the second quarter, 7:37 left there. Hayden Carlson would do it again, this time just from 2 yards out, and they would be successful on a 2-point try, making it 14-7. However, at 6:10 left in the second quarter, Aaron Solberg would catch a big 68-yard touchdown reception, and that one sounded like this.
impactfulness of the games. All right, third down and 13 from their own 32. Shipman again, the pass out of the shotgun. Throws it deep over the middle. He's got Sober, catch made. He scratched away from the tackler to the 30, the 20. Wave him goodbye. Touchdown, touchdown for the Huskies. Solberg made the catch and was able to scratch away a would-be tackler and run in untouched from 40 yards the rest of the way.
He would then settle down and make an extra point, tying the game at 14 all. With 36 seconds left in that second quarter, Ben Jordan for Marshfield would reach over top two defenders and catch a 10-yard touchdown reception with a successful extra point, made the score 21-14. But the North Huskies weren't done there for the first half. Just 16 seconds later, Nick Thiessen caught a 60-yard touchdown reception, and that one went down like this.
Shipman the pass. Looking. Throws over the middle. Catch made into the 30, to the 20, down to the 10. Angling for the pylon as Nick Thiessen dives for the pylon. Is he in? Is he in? He is going to be marked out inside the one. They will mark him out inside the one. Now the officials get together. They discuss. Is he in? They are still discussing. 2,000 Eau Claire Husky fans say he's in, and all the officials agree. Nick Thiessen's in, 58 yards.
The extra point attempt would be good from Aaron Solberg, and the game would be level once again. Then at 9:11 in the third quarter, Hayden Carlson would get his third touchdown rush of the game, this time from 8 yards out. However, the extra point kick was blocked, leaving the score at 27-21. That led North with 5:54 left in the third quarter for Zach Shipman to rush in from 36 yards, and that one went down like this.
First and 10 at the plus 37, sends Thiessen in motion. He'll fake the give to Thiessen and keeps it himself up the middle. On the numbers, the 20 to the 10. He's going to be in. Touchdown. Touchdown for the Huskies. Zach Shipman faked the give to Thiessen on the wide receiver. Jet sweep. Ran up the middle. Bounced to the near side numbers and was gone. Touchdown for North. And they have tied the game at 27 all.
They would then give themselves a one-point lead after an Aaron Solberg extra point. With 2:27 left to go in that third quarter, Hayden Carlson once again, his fourth rushing touchdown of the game, this one from 52 yards out, and with a successful extra point, made the score 34-28. Then we would go almost a full quarter later, 2:37 left in the fourth quarter. Zach Shipman would rush in from 18 yards out, making the score 35-34. And that one sounded like... Correction, that is not...
We don't have the highlight of the goal. We don't have that. He scored the touchdown, but it set up the big...
Set up the big extra point kick by Aaron Solberg.
So Solberg on for the extra point. If he boots it through, North will have the lead. The snap is good. Ballsdale kick is up, and the kick is good. North leads 35-34.
North would take that 35-34 lead all the way down to 5 seconds left in the game. Then Aaron Onga would kick one from 21 yards out to make it 37-35, and that one sounded like this.
So now it becomes a 21-yard kick, basically an extra point, but it's from the far hash marks. He's gonna have to angle it in still. Everybody makes noise on the north side for the game. Ballsdale kicks up, the kick is up, and the kick is good. Marshfield takes a 37-35 lead with 5 seconds remaining.
Marshfield would score one more touchdown off a fumble recovery on a failed hook and ladder attempt. Mason Anderson, the one to grab it and run it in from 25 yards out, ending this one at 43-35. Some key stats from today's game. North, 5 of 13 on third down. Marshfield just 1 of 6. They were good at avoiding it, but when they got to it, they were just unable to convert. North, 3 for 4 on fourth downs. Marshfield, 1 of 1. There was only one turnover in this game. It was, technically there were two, both of them fumbles. Marshfield had a big one that led to North going down and taking that late lead, and then the late hook and ladder fail. In penalties in this game, North, 10 penalties for 82 yards. Marshfield, 5 penalties for 50 yards.
So Marshfield wins 43-35. Marshfield with the win. Now 4-4 overall, 4-2 in the conference. North falls to 2-6 overall, 2-4 in the conference. Derek, the out-of-town scores.
Well, things were not pretty for the other Eau Claire Public School. Wausau West beat Eau Claire Memorial 49-14. Regis got by Stanley Boyd today, 43-13.